A Champion's Mystery, Unraveling Chapter 3. The Meeting. Eyes sparkling with a mix of hope and some inscrutable strength, a 9.5-year-old girl convinced a hard-as-nails coach that she was good to go. Good enough to change the age norm, good enough to bend the rules, break them, break some ground, and therefore break some records as well. With the intensity of a rhinoceros locking horns with a little puma, he went straight off. Sprinters die as sprinters. They think differently. They're just fast at everything. Speed is a way of life. I'm fast as well. At everything, I shot back. Are you ready for sacrifice? You have to live, breathe, eat speed. Otherwise, it's not for you. I am, believe me, I cried out beseechingly. You have to be ready. Mentally, physically, spiritually, and surrender to your coach and put in the training he expects out of you. It demands dedication, day in and day out, the possibility of persevering even if you don't get the results. It's not easy to win. It's what the whole world is after. It's the toughest game, and microseconds can change the game. They might just, for you. I'm not sure I understood the gravity of everything he was saying to me that day. All I knew was that here's a man trying to test and scare me away. But that was not to be. I was going to stay. I was here to stay. And that was the end of that. The choices she made. P.T. Usha made her record, and that made my life. It charted the path my life was going to take. That was my choice. And life, you will learn, is a matter of choice. A choice of words. How could words be the name of the game? But apparently, they can. They're everything. Words are how we think, and they're critical in shaping how we think about our lives. They reflect what we believe to be important, our values. When I decided to pursue excellence in my sport, to beat and be the very best, I had to be able to best define my role and responsibility to myself, my coaches, and above all, my nation. I had to know the difference between sacrifice and choice, and a lot of other collaterals. It was about telling myself that the pursuit of excellence in my sport is a decision I was making, a choice, my choice, rather than a sacrifice. Sacrifice, I have come to understand over the years, refers to giving something up for the betterment of others, not for oneself. It makes you look at yourself as a victim, as if what one is doing is something being done to them. Look, no one loves every single second of their job. There's going to be moments you hate. In fact, there's going to be a lot of them. Training was hard. Living alone when I had barely made it to double digits in my age was scary. And at times, even the dream haunts you. As much as you want it, it's daunting. For all that and more, choice is a word that comes from a place of power. To be the best of the best, an athlete chooses to go to practice and live the life she does instead of being anywhere else at the time. I had the privilege of choice and I made it. You'll hear of many others along the way. As a child, moving on and outwards was more difficult than I'd imagined. Mothers can be our strength and weakness. I realized where mine was coming from when I became a mother myself. The pain she felt at letting me go at the raw age of 9, I felt no less sharply when at 19, my daughter Karen moved to Australia to study. All the resistance, reservations, fear, all the pain in setting your child free to go after what she wants, it suddenly made sense. Never mind that my mom had to come to grips with it a decade sooner than I had to. It was quite heroic of her and dad, and it has since become a lesson in parenting for me. She raised me strong. I was the baby of the family, but I was big, determined to do something for them all, anyhow. As siblings growing up together, we weren't given things on a platter. It wasn't a privileged existence. We had to learn how to share and care for each other. Although I may not have been pampered or babied all the time, Mom was worried sick how I'd manage if I were to move out into the regimented life of a dorm. So the resistance obviously came from a place of concern. That's something I see now. Back then, I was gritty, but I didn't know what I was getting into. Perhaps the ignorance worked for me. I didn't fear the unknown. She knew I'd have it hard, given how young I was, taking care of myself at the hostel, washing, cleaning, studying, sleeping, training, eating right, a life away from family. A fondness so pure strung us all together, and still does, to this day. Unconvinced, she still let me go. It must have been a massive leap of faith. But if she hadn't taken it, I wouldn't have become who I am today. And she was right. It was tough. For me, as a child, living an unconventional childhood, with unforeseen discipline and dedication and daily routines that weren't particularly easy. In fact, they were exhausting. Physically, emotionally, I would never have admitted it then, given how devoted I was to my dream. But it was rough on me. I'd miss Sundays, the kheer Mom prepared for us all. We'd literally scramble for one more serving. I miss the banter and the little squabbles, just the family time together. It's hard for a child to keep herself motivated while she keeps herself from the comforts and care and warmth of home. I labored through a lot of mixed emotions all the time, but I didn't let them eclipse my dream. I had brought it upon myself. This was my choice. Sooner or later, I learned that I would never always be motivated. But I had to learn how to be disciplined.